Thursday is Thanksgiving, and many of us will be with family. And I imagine that many of you will be asked to share around the table telling what you're thankful for. Personally, I don't like that. Feels like a duty, and I don't want to do it. Yes, I can muster up. I am grateful for many things in my life, and I will respond, but I just don't like going around the circle and telling. My friend Mindy was teaching kids at the church, and they had talked about the Israelites in the wilderness and how they wandered 40 years in the wilderness and frequently complained about how things weren't going the way they wanted and wanted something different. Mindy, as a part of the lesson, doing something active with children, took the kids on a walk around the church, complaining about everything. And the kids really got into it, you know. Oh, that's ugly, or that's not whatever up to par or something. They really got into their complaining about things in the church. And then they walked around the church again and did a thankful walk of the things that they were thankful for, and that whole process. Several years ago, I was at a pastor's conference, and Jan happened to be at that pastor's conference as well. And a number of us were sitting together at a table. And pastors, all of us, were talking about things back home and how hard it was in the church, what was going on, and the difficulties that we encountered. After a while, Jan stopped us, and she asked us if being a pastor wasn't our dream job, the one job that we all really looked forward to and really wanted to do, to be a pastor of a church. And after she got our attention and we all said, well, yeah, that's exactly true. This is exactly what we want to do. And if we had life to do over again, we would do this. This is our dream job. And then she asked, if that was true, why were we all complaining about how hard it was in the church back home? It really brought us all up short, and I, for one, really knew that I needed to shift from telling about the bad, the difficult, the struggle places, to telling the good that was happening. But you know, there is a real disconnect between our private feelings and what we do and say publicly. I'm really grateful for life, but I hate answering that question at the dinner table at Thanksgiving. And I feel good about being a pastor, but when we got together, it was really a habit to say how hard it was, to talk about the difficult places, the struggle. I think even in our everyday lives, we often talk about the places, oh, how are you? I'm really busy, or I'm tired, or I have struggled this morning, or whatever, rather than, I'm doing terrific. This is the best day ever. Can you believe that kind of weather? Individually, we do feel thankful. But listen to the news and the public discourse, and there's often a lot of complaining. It's particularly apparent, I think, in an election year when our collective sense of goodness is divided. We don't agree on way forward, and talk of the other person increases, and we're more aware of our divisions and our struggle with how things are going. We become frustrated, which gives rise to fear and a sense of injustice. It just isn't right. We rarely have a community uprising of gratitude and goodness, of really community-wide working together to really help each other and do things. In fact, we often struggle to solve the problems that face us. Things like homelessness that we struggle with around. We do little things, but to work together in a really collective way to resolve those things, we struggle to do that. And it often takes a community disaster to really bring out the communal positive action. Things like the fires in California bring out the sense of wanting to do good and to help in the face of such devastation. And we've seen that over the years. But this work that I think we're called to do is to transform this personal goodness and gratitude into communal goodness and gratitude, to extend it beyond ourselves, to let it add up so that it amounts to something together, so that it's a way that we can do something. As I was thinking about it, I thought, when was the last time that you gathered in your local community to celebrate with people? I tend to gather here, but not locally in my own individual city community and the place that I live, or with others around and celebrate together. That may be easier in a small town where it's really natural that we all are part of the same high school. We all are doing the same events together. And I think in many ways we've really relegated the societal Thanksgiving process to Thanksgiving days where we meet in our homes with family. And the truth is that we often are uncomfortable with the history that we taught the natives about feeding, that we've been taught about how the natives fed the grateful pilgrims, and recognize that it really wasn't quite like that. In fact, it was probably a long ways from that. And the nostalgic Norman Rockwell paintings don't necessarily do it for all of us either. We don't all have large family gatherings that we can gather with and where everything feels good and idealistic. Stores used to close on Thanksgiving Day, and then Black Friday happened. And after a few years, we jump-started Black Friday to Thursday afternoon. It isn't really Thanksgiving. It's more the agony of scarcity and the mad rush to get the deal that I want as we get up earlier and earlier on Friday, or as we rush out Thursday afternoon to get in line to be able to get that. But, you know, Thanksgiving persists. We can gather in community to celebrate the goodness and the bounty. And we do share the bounty together, blessing that which we have, blessing it backwards and forwards. As we bless the socks and hats and blankets and bless those forward to who will receive them, whose name we don't know, and even bless them backwards to those that brought them or even worked to make them. We do the same with the quilts, really blessing them forwards and backwards, that the whole chain of effort that goes into making those quilts and giving them to cancer patients is blessed all along the way. And I call us to do that with Thanksgiving, to bless the meal forwards and backwards, to bless who we are gathered with forwards and back, the legacy that we each bring to that day, the legacy of our families, of who's all present, forward to how that will be lived out and how we choose to live that out in the world. We can turn history on its head and say Thanksgiving isn't about pilgrims and natives, where the colonists took from the native people, but it's about this day of gratefulness and of blessing. In Seattle, we have changed Columbus Day to Indigenous Peoples Day. And I call us to think about that with Thanksgiving, that this really isn't about the pilgrims and the natives and the fact that the colonists took from the native people. But this is simply a day to gather and be grateful, and that we spread that out throughout our world. It's about the abundance of a beautiful world with enough for everyone, enough resources to share and to grace people in our world. It's a day for humility and forgiveness, appreciation and gratitude, a day to love. In fact, what about a global Thanksgiving? You know, instead of it being a American holiday or a Canadian holiday, how about a global Thanksgiving? In fact, I found out that there's this day called World Gratitude Day on September 21. Who knew? Not me. But you could look online and you find out all about it. It was started in Hawaii in 1965 and adopted by the UN, but it hasn't taken off. But again, to work at extending gratitude in ways that really bless us going forward and make a difference in our lives. And that it really is about all people everywhere, not just a certain group of people. It's a time when all of humanity can gather in gratefulness for life. But the truth is, there are days when we don't feel grateful. We're anxious, we're angry, we're alone. We don't understand what's happening in the world. We don't understand what's happening with people that we know and love. And we struggle to feel grateful. But I call us this Thanksgiving to choose gratitude. You know, we've had these fear not buttons, and we pass them out. And I, when I'm asked about that, I often say, I choose to live unafraid. There are things in this world that can make one afraid. But I choose not to live in fear. I choose to live trusting God. That God is enough, that I'm enough, that I can do what I'm called to. It may be a hard day. It may be a difficult time. But I choose to live unafraid. And this Thanksgiving, I am choosing gratitude. I choose to accept life as a gift from God, from the unfolding work of all creation. We choose to be grateful for the earth from which our food comes, and for the water that gives life, and for the air that we breathe. For Thanksgiving, we don't simply give thanks, but we choose gratefulness. Let us wait in open worship as we listen, as we invite God to speak directly to us, as we listen as a community for how it is that God is leading us.